So, the point of this clip, and, you know, it's funny because, you know, we'll disagree with this clip on one level, we'll agree on it in another,
and on another level, it's just hilarious.
Yeah. I do find it funny, though, that somebody like Bill O'Reilly, who's a total freaking lying douchebag, is, you know, claiming that there's no evidence for conspiracy theories.
Right.
But let's play on. Here he goes. He's basically going to tell us that if you are dumb enough to believe that there's a conspiracy theory around 9/11, like maybe dumb enough to believe that there's a God, then you should run from conspiracy theorists, and therefore we can logically deduce that you should also run from all theists. Here you go. Listen to it.
Want to believe this. That's what it's about. It's not about evidence. It's not about anything other than individuals wanting to believe something. All right? Now, let me give you the best example I can. Most Americans want to believe in God. It's a comforting thing to believe in God. I believe it's a positive thing because it takes you out of yourself, and if you follow a benign philosophy, it encourages you to help other people.
Of course. So many theistic philosophies are benign.
Oh, yeah, really?
You know, like there's that benign theory fly yourself into the World Trade Center, you'll end up in heaven with 62 virgins.
Or, yeah, I would strap some dynamite to myself and walk onto a bus. That's benign.
Or that other benign theory if you
I'm going to shoot an abortion doctor.
Yeah, an abortion doctor that, you know, you'll go to heaven because you're doing God's will.
Or if you, like, stone your children to death for being disobedient.
Or if you help outlaw, you know, gay marriage so that people's rights are taken away from them, you know.
Very benign.
Yeah, extremely benign.
That's cool.
Yeah, let's move on.
But most Americans want to believe in God, and thus they do without any proof.
Whoa. Got it.
No proof.
That's nuts. And that's what's great is that this is the best example we can come up with.
Yeah, this is good. Okay, so.
Okay. You don't have any concrete proof. I mean, you have proof in your own life, divine intervention, all of that, yes, but
you know what? When he says this right here, at this point, he knows that he just fucked himself. Because he said they have no proof. Then he's like, oh, wait, you know.
But they do kind of have proof.
Yeah, they have divine intervention. What fucking proof is that? That's not universal proof. That's not proof at all. That's proof that exists only within the membranes of the brain of a believer.
Yep.
You can't bring in your neighbor and say, here it is. So, start there. These people want to believe that Bush caused the war on terror.
Wait a sec. I just want it to be known in case it's not clear. I don't want to believe that at all.
Do you want to believe that at all?
No, that's a scary thought.
Well, but of course, Mike isn't of the pro-conspiracy theory camp.
That.
You and I are.
Right.
I don't want to believe. That's like people saying that you choose to be gay. Or in our case, that we do in a way choose to be atheists, but we don't choose to be intellectual enough to be able to realize there's no God. I mean, I think that if all of us could have lived our life extremely ignorant, you know, it wouldn't really choose that. But ignorance is bliss in a way.
Well, honestly, and the thing is, if I could intellectually wrap my mind around it in an honest way, if I could be convinced with evidence that there was a loving, benevolent God, I'd love that. You know, I would love to be convinced that there's a heaven.
I would love that.
I'm too honest with myself. And with being rational, that I just can't, you know, like I can't believe something for which there's no evidence. You know, I don't have any faith. I need evidence to convince me. But I would love absolutely to believe that when I die, I'd live again or something like that. But
oh yeah, how great is that? You die and you're just gonna have an imprint about with your immortal soul and hang out with all your friends and stuff. I mean, who wouldn't want that? And in terms of wanting to believe that Bush conspired to, you know, purposefully, you know, take down the World Trade Towers, if he could do that, you think that he wouldn't for a second take me, you know, and use the Patriot Act as a guise to hold me without formal charges, call me a domestic terrorist? I don't want to believe that that would ever happen.
But that does happen, unfortunately.
Yeah, it does.
Not the whole 9/11 part, but he's already abusing the shit out of the Patriot Act. So
it's exactly, you don't want to believe, but you know, you have to, you know, look at it through how you see it. And I certainly don't want to believe that. But let's listen to O'Reilly. If I really bash theism.
The people in front of the Fox News channel want to believe that Bill O'Reilly tells people to shut up every day.
But you do, Bill.
Oh, shut up.
Oh. Well, the shut up line has happened only once in 6 years.
I know what
shut
I'm
up.
Doing.
Shut up.
I'm asking you to shut up about sex.
Quiet!
Listen, cut his mic.
No.
Hey,
that's
shut
not...
up.
No,
you had your
up.
35 minutes. Shut
and
up.
And it is our duty as loyal Americans to shut up and shut up publicly. We expect every American to support our military, and if they can't do that, to shut up. Okay. So you keep your mouth shut.
He actually starts off, all right, you're cut. He was talking to somebody else. Like,
you can present evidence that that's not true, and they don't care because they want to believe it. And that's what it's all about. When you encounter a person like this in your life, ladies and gentlemen,
wait for it.
Run.
There you go. When you encounter somebody who you present evidence that they are inaccurate, they're incorrect, and they don't listen,
run. Run screaming.
That's right. So all those theists that we have on the show, you know, Ray Comfort, let's see, who else did we have?
We had Reverend Oglethorpe.
Yeah, we had Reverend Oglethorpe. We had Little Kim.
Oh, come on. Don't knock the Rev.
Run. When you see someone who you present solid factual evidence that A isn't true and they still won't believe it, run.
You know what this sounds like to me?
What?
This sounds like a sermon. Does it not sound like you're in church and listening to the...
It's an atheistic sermon from a very famous atheist. I mean a famous Christian. My bad.
When you ask somebody, gee, there isn't a shred of evidence that anybody in our government knew about the 9/11 attacks beforehand, can you produce it? And they can't, run.
So when somebody can't produce evidence for something, and you ask them to, you need to run.
Those are irrational, neurotic, self-destructive people who will hurt you.
Oh, it gets good.
Holy
here.
Shit, I just
irrational agreed. Thought is...
I'm sorry, what was that?
Holy shit, I just agreed with Bill O'Reilly for the first time in my life.
Yo, call the press, man.
Bill O'Reilly, you are so fucked. You are so fucked.
Yeah, we should email
all right,
this
you're cutting
him.
Out.
We have to email this to him and then make sure he puts it on air so that everyone else can hear about it.
Irrational thought is self-destructive.
That's what we're all about, folks. That's,
exactly.
That's why we're here, helping you out.
Oh, we're going to abuse the hell out of that clip, man.
I think so. Just listen in for some of our shows. You'll hear us make reference to it.
Okay? If a person can't think logically, they are going to hurt themselves and everybody else around them.
So true. I couldn't agree more. Yeah, all exactly. Theists are irrational, and they are out to hurt themselves and everyone around them.
That sounds like that woman who cut off her children's arm.
Oh, yeah. For God.
Did I mention Bill O'Reilly is fucked?
Yeah, I think so.
They're going to hurt their children. They're going to hurt their spouse. They're going to hurt anyone they work with. It's just a matter of when, not if.
When, not if.
That's
and
great.
That is the most true thing I can ever tell you.
It is so important, folks, that it is the most true thing Bill O'Reilly can ever tell you.
I think it's the only true thing Bill O'Reilly has ever
said. He's ever spoken in his life.
Wow, what a clip. What a clip. I love it. That
Thank you,
clip
Bill.
Is so made our week.
That's priceless.
Yeah. It doesn't get any better than that.
It doesn't get any better for the Rational Response Squad. That's for damn sure.